This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden arrived Sunday in Brussels, Belgium, for 2 days of summits with leaders from the NATO military alliance and the European Union. Biden, on his first foreign trip as president, flew in from Britain, where he attended a G7 summit and was welcomed by Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo. After a handshake and a brief exchange of words, he got into the armored limousine known as the Beast to head for the U.S. Embassy in Brussels. Brussels has launched a major security operation to ensure the safety of the NATO leaders arriving for the summit, where the U.S. president is expected to resume the United States' leading role in NATO after 4 years of chilly relations under the Trump administration. The NATO leaders will hold a three-hour meeting Monday afternoon, during which they are expected to touch on security issues in space and in cyberspace, as well as to talk about the growing influence of China and to formulate a tough message for Russian President Vladimir Putin, who is meeting with the President Biden face-to-face in Geneva on Wednesday. G7 leaders in Britain agreed Sunday to raise their contributions to meet an overdue spending pledge of $100 billion a year by rich countries to help poorer countries cut carbon emissions and cope with global warming. Alongside plans billed as helping speed infrastructure funding in developing countries and a shift to renewable and sustainable technology, the world's seven largest advanced economies again pledged to meet the climate finance target, a figure agreed on with the UN over a decade ago. Those seven nations are the United States, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan. They reaffirmed their commitment to jointly mobilize $100 billion per year through 2025. VOA News. U.S. President Biden and his wife Jill had tea with Queen Elizabeth at Windsor Castle on Sunday at the end of the G7 summit. He was wrapping up the British leg of his first international trip since taking office. The 95-year-old British monarch greeted the Bidens at the home to the royal family, Windsor, which has been the home to the royal family for nearly 1,000 years. Biden and his wife became the fourth president and first lady the Queen has received at Windsor. And during her record-holding 69 years on the British throne, she has met 13 U.S. presidents. Pope Francis on Sunday warned the Mediterranean has become, quote, the biggest cemetery in Europe, as he remembered the migrants who died trying to reach the continent. He noted a ceremony taking place in Sicily to mark the April 2015 tragedy when an estimated 800 migrants heading from Libya to Italy drowned when their boat capsized. Thousands of people hoping for a new life in Europe set off from North Africa each year, often in overcrowded, leaky boats, sometimes run by smugglers. But the Central Mediterranean is one of the world's deadliest migration routes. It's patrolled by a handful of charity rescue ships who complain that the European Union authorities are not doing enough to help them rescue migrants. Lebanon's currency crashed past a milestone on Sunday, reaching a new low against the dollar as the country's financial meltdown and political deadlock continues. Market dealers said the Lebanese pound was trading at about 10% of what it was worth in late 2019. That's when Lebanon's economic and financial crisis erupted. Lebanon is in the throes of a deep economic meltdown that is threatening its stability. The World Bank has called it one of the deepest depressions of modern history. The last time the pound hit a low in March, protesters took to the streets across Lebanon for over a week, blocking roads with burning tires. Thousands of Spaniards protested in Madrid on Sunday against government plans to pardon 12 Catalan politicians who were convicted over the region's failed independence bid in 2017. It's a move that demonstrators see as a threat to national unity. Spain's deputy prime minister gave the clearest indication yet that the pardons of the Catalan separatists were close in an interview published on Sunday with La Vanguardia newspaper. The issue has bitterly divided Spaniards. The country's Supreme Court said in a non-binding report last month that it opposes potential government pardons for the Catalan separatist leaders. It sentenced the nine leaders in October 2019 to between 9 and 13 years in jail on sedition charges. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.